What did we put this on top of?
Jadalyn Diaz is one of 1,000 freshmen now living in dorms on Buffalo State's campus. The criminal justice major and her family made the drive to Buffalo from their home in the Bronx. For Diaz's mom, Grace, it's both exciting and a bit heartbreaking.
It's going to be sad and lonely, but it's for her benefit, it's for her, for the good, you know, so I'm proud of her.
Dr. Catherine Conway Turner, Buffalo State's president, says that's normal.
So if it's your first child that's gone to school, that's a particularly, knotty issue to work through that, you know, you've been looking forward, you're excited, but you're also, you know, a little afraid for your students because they're going to be on their own.
Buff State's total freshman class is roughly 1,700 students. The college had nearly 15,000 first-year applicants, the highest among SUNY comprehensive colleges. Altogether, Buff State expects 2,200 students to live on campus this semester. It's still calculating the number of additional commuter students. Audra McClary of Rochester says her son, Jeremiah Anderson, chose Buff State in part because of its affordability.
He's a salutatorian at his high school, so he had a lot of scholarships, and so this was the best choice. We did a lot of comparison shopping.
Even with SUNY's $7,000 tuition and the state's Excelsior scholarship, Conway Turner says housing and meal costs means it's still important to educate parents on additional scholarship opportunities. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.